listeners, welcome to A Cup of Joe podcast, where we are diving into different perspectives on life, sprinkling some love and appreciation to those around us, and giving you guys a chance to share your thoughts and ideas on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. So sit back, relax, and let me fill up your cup. What it do? I don't know why I like to sing on these things, but you already know what it is. I'm your girl, Giovanni Smith, but you can call me Joe. I really enjoy singing. Sorry. Welcome back, Char. Welcome back to
the episode.
You know, last week we were talking about racism and colorism, but I feel like this is this episode we're going to be talking about a cup of culture.
Okay.
You know, you mentioned you come from a very diverse background.
Mm-hmm.
To let us, you know, we're going to be talking about the way we've been brought up, why culture is important. And, of course, kind of offer, you know, some solutions, some empowerment. Well, not solutions, but I'm hoping that we can offer some love and some advice to those who are probably, you know, children of strict parents in a different culture and background. I pray my mom and dad are not listening to this. Yeah, we got y'all. So this episode is a cup of culture. Now, my family is Haitian through and through. My parents lived in Haiti, came to the States. Everything about my family, friends, people I grew up with, is very much ingrained and Haitian culture. I like to tell people that, you know, yeah, I was born in the States, I grew up in the States, but my home was Haiti.
Right.
All day, every day. Even to the point where I look back on high school, things that I would, like when I would ask my parents if I could go to, and they'll be looking at it like, oh, nonsense. Like my dad would just be like, those are junkies. You cannot hang with junkies. I'm like, are you kidding me, though? Like, you are killing my childhood dream. You are killing it for me.
Right.
I could remember I went to Old Navy. I had just got to high school. I just got to high school. We moved to a new city, and I was begging them for new clothes. And I said, yo, I want to get some pants because I'm very tall. And I said, I want to pick them out. And I don't know why I thought Old Navy was the spot for, like, jeans and pants. Probably because I've seen all the commercials.
Yeah.
But I went. So we went to the mall, went to Old Navy. And I remember my mom and dad was in Old Navy for me. And I was trying, you know, I had asked the lady. I was like, hi, can I get, you know, go into a fitting room or whatever? And my mom and dad looked at me as if it was just like, a fitting room? How dare you? And so, like, my dad's like, we don't need a fitting room. And he took the pants and he whipped it over my neck to see if it was the size. Like, the size of my neck was gonna match the size of my waist. I have never, when I tell you, never been so embarrassed. I was so mortified. I was like, and like ripped the pants. And I was like, I'm going to a fitting room. You will not do this. Like, we are not doing this. He's like, oh, we did this all the time in Haiti, Giovanni. Well, we have no fitting rooms. We did this all the time. I was like, okay. And my mom's like, Jules, you know, you just have to go ahead and get it done. I'm like, I can't do my mom's accent, y'all. Sorry. She's a sweet lady. But I just, you know, but I realize now, growing up, I was like, yo, there were a lot of cultural differences the way that my parents how they were raised and how they raised my brother and I, even some of their values and morals. Even now, like, there's a lot of things that I do that they're like, you know, we don't know if you're going to hell or not, but we're going to pray on it for you, you know? And even sometimes with my grandmother, she is very much, I love her to death, very much rooted in the culture, very much rooted in who she is. And as a daughter, and even as her granddaughter, she's just like, no, you know, like, you do not get a nose ring. You do not have three earrings in your ears. I remember she saw my foot tattoo. Oh, you would have thought I went to hell. No lie. You would have thought, like, I'm pretty sure she thought I was going to hell the next day because she was just like, you must wash that off. Like, you need to wash that off. And it's just like, I'm going to go pray over you and your soul. I was like, okay. Like,
dang, your soul, that, though?
Yeah, my whole soul for a foot tattoo?
Over a tattoo and a
listen,
nose ring.
There are people who got neck tattoos that right? says, you know, Onika on it. All right? Like, I don't know. Like, that ain't me, but... I'm just saying. So, what I want to hear about your cultural background. Let us know what yeah. you're working with.
Yeah. So, like I said last week, I am West African and from the country of Liberia.
Wow,
guys, that's Liberia, not to be confused with Nigeria. Okay, I'm Liberian. Okay, it's right there off the coast. Small country. You get surprised, like I get that all the time. Oh, so you? Yeah, I got this friend who's Nigerian. I'm like,
I said
Liberian though.
Okay.
You ain't listening.
I need you to sound out the whole entire word. Sir.
Starts with an L.
L.
Yeah, Liberia has a connection. It's a historical connection with America actually.
Mm.
Freed slaves from America settled in West Africa, created Liberia.
Yeah.
If you look at the Liberian flag, it looks exactly like the USA flag, but there's only 9 stripes and 1 star. So,
wow.
Yeah, and then Liberia.
I bet there's
Liberty.
Some people who are looking this up right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh,
let me look at this flag real quick. Let me go through all my emojis to find it.
Right. It's there.
Oh
it's
yeah.
You will find it there.
You know what, Steve Jobs? Good job.
Good job. Good job. But yeah, shout out to Liberia. Growing up, It was a lot like yours.
Mm.
Yeah, very strict parents, more so my dad than my mom.
Yeah.
Growing up for me, and I guess it's because I'm the only girl too, so I kind of had it twice as bad. You
wow.
know?
Wow.
Because I'm not the oldest, I'm not the youngest, but I'm the only girl.
Right.
So you know, I was always like, my dad was always trying to like overprotect me. You
oh,
know.
Gosh.
I remember this one time where me and some friends wanted to go to the mall. Had to be in like 13, 14 year olds. You know, we're just going to the mall, you know? That's what we did.
Right.
Friday night, that's what we did. He wouldn't let me go. He's like, that's not a place for young women to be hanging out. I'm like, that's exactly where we're hanging out.
We're hanging out at the mall.
We all at the mall. It's lit.
What do you think is the, I don't want to say disconnect, but what do you think it is that, and I know like people are like, it's just like they've just been raised differently, but I was always raised in a sense and probably with you, like where you go to school, you go to church and you come back to that house.
Right. And when you go to school, you're studying to be a doctor, a
lawyer. Oh my gosh. Ain't that, you know what? Yes, a doctor, lawyer.
Yeah.
One of those two things.
Right.
You know? Yeah, it is very much something else. It is, you know, you go to work, you go to school, and you come back. And I think that I've come to appreciate it now. And crazy, because I know if my parents heard that, they're like, see, we told you. I'm like, okay. I've come to appreciate, because there is something about both, like both of our cultures, or even like with my culture, that I'm very proud of. Like,
mm-hmm.
I am so proud to be a Haitian American. I'm so proud to know my family's roots and background. I mean, I remember I for Christmas I went to Haiti with my parents, and you know what? You would have thought these people were Michelle and Barack Obama, because everybody was like, Pierre, Luna, Pierre, Luna. I'm like, who are you people? They're like, oh, and my dad's like, oh, Giovanni, we are important people. We are important people. I was like,
at least he knows.
And you know what? I'm glad you have so much confidence in yourself. Important people. And what I realized after that trip was that there are people who have honored them and who are so proud of them because they made it.
Right.
They made it. They are doing it. They ain't crazy and going crazy. Like, they just made it.
Right.
And they come back and they still remember their people. They still remember the culture. They still remember the country that brought them where to, you know, what their roots.
Yeah.
And sometimes I even think about, like, man, you know, when I get to that point, or if I, you know, blew up or become Serena Williams, I do not know how to play. You know, I'm not that good at tennis. I'm just, I could, you know, bounce the ball back and forth. I'm just saying there. But, you know, if I was to have that magnitude of influence, would I have, you know, not to say I wouldn't, but I think there's something to be said for children who are second generation, third generation, because we were proud, but I don't think as proud as our parents and those who come from the actual country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's easy to be like, oh yeah, you know, I'm Haitian, you know, because you want to be the cool person because everybody wants to be from a different culture.
Right.
But I don't know if I'm that proud like my parents. Like, I'm pretty sure, God forbid, if my parents ever die, like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to scatter their ashes all over Haiti.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not wishing death on my parents, y'all. Just calm down before you one of y'all go and tell my parents.
Because you know somebody will.
You know, like, oh, let me tell you what your daughter said on her podcast.
Shut it down.
Right. But no, I think, and it also teaches me as their daughter to really take pride in where I come from and take pride in my family and to really know the roots and the history of my family background.
Yeah.
And what it's all about and how they came to America and how they really gave us a life, you know, how they really, they've really set the tone for us,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, I would not be where I'm at if it wasn't for my parents and my family. And I think that's why I'm just so adamant about my foundation is my family and vice versa. No matter how many times I get into arguments, no matter how many times I probably get as many threats or prayers from my grandmother, there is a sense of pride of knowing, like, yeah, I'm glad that you told me to rip out my nose ring for the 16th time. I appreciate that. What about you?
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe from your grandma's perspective, she's thinking more along fear, you know?
Mm.
Like, she doesn't want anything to happen to you, which
right.
I didn't understand those, you know, that argument when I was younger. Oh, they're just looking out for you. Yeah, yeah. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. They don't love me.
Right.
You know?
They don't even understand me.
Right. I'm their kid and they don't even know me.
Right. Okay.
Slam the door.
Dramatic.
Right. No, I think, I feel the same way about my family, you know, and just the Liberian culture in general, you know, being a people of resilience.
Mm.
You know, I always refer to it as the bounce back country, you know.
Ooh.
Now, if you look up economic standards in Liberia, it's not doing so well. But what
right.
I mean by that is that a people who were, you know, once enslaved.
Right.
Were set free and then went back. And created their own thing from nothing, you know?
Right.
That type of resilience is what I'm referring to. But growing up, I didn't always appreciate, you know, the Africanness
yeah.
of my family, you know, just because we didn't have like other African, you know, or even ethnic
mm-hmm.
People, families within like our schools and whatnot. So I used to kind of be embarrassed by it when I was like in elementary school.
Oh my gosh.
Not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie. I remember I asked my mom, she probably doesn't even remember this. I remember I asked my mom, my brother and I used to ask my mom for Lunchables
mm-hmm.
because I thought Lunchables were cool.
Yeah.
You know, you got your little thing. And I remember seeing my classmates having Lunchables. I was like, you know, can you get me a Lunchable? And of course, that looking back, I'm like, bump that. I would never pay for a Lunchable for three crackers and three meats and they cost $4.
Right.
Like, but I remember just like really asking my mom for a Lunchable because I did not want her cooking my meals. I'm like, you're not going to have me going to school with plantains, chicken, rice, and beans. Like,
which now you look back and you're like, man.
Give me a plate, Mom.
Right. Give me some fufu and some jollof rice.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Give me some panan. Give me some rice and beans, some leggings.
Right.
You know, like, I just, yeah. Like, now I'm like, I'm tearing it up. I'm at their house all the time.
Right.
You cooking? What you cooking?
Got them fried plantains?
Right. You got it? Like, can you cook something for me? I work so hard, you know? But I want to give, you know, I want to give some love for our parents and for the culture that we come from, because I think our culture has really taught us a lot and really taught us how to appreciate what we got. And I know it's like, everybody's like, I appreciate what you got. I really have come to appreciate it. I think even when I go back to Haiti to see, there is something to be said. I'm like, wow, dang, like I can't be out here trying to shower for a whole hour.
Right.
You know, I'm showering in bucket water, okay? Right. And that's like, it's like the best thing. They're like, oh, go get your water from the river and go. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's like that, all right.
Oh, it's like that. Okay.
Humbling.
Yeah,
humbling.
It's humbling. But I think it really, you know, when I really have to give a shout out to my parents for even bringing me into their world, you know, for even like still allow me to be there, because there are some parents who don't really show that to their kids. And I don't think in a sense of like, oh, I'm trying to hide anything. I think there are many kids who have parents who they just find out in their 20s. They're like, oh, I didn't know that I was like, this was it. Right. So I really appreciate that. But when we come back, we're going to offer some solutions for our kids that, you know, maybe out there with their, you know, nice cultural strict parents, and also offer some, you know, solution and a little advice for those who may not have that. How do you engage in different cultures? Here on A Cup of Joe, y'all sit back, relax, because we about to fill up your cup. Hey, it's your girl, Joe. Thank you for listening. If you want to continue the conversations, share your idea and topics, go ahead and check us out on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com. And we're back. Welcome back. We've been talking about culture. What does it look like to be a part of a family with cultural backgrounds? And what me and Shara have been talking about is just two different experiences, our family, what we've come to appreciate. And so I want to offer some solutions, not even solutions. I would say some encouragement, something to empower the people. So I would say one thing for me is, for my brothers and sisters that come from different cultural backgrounds, be proud.
Absolutely.
Be proud. Not arrogant, but proud.
Absolutely.
Be proud, not arrogant.
There's a difference. Huge difference.
And this is for people who may not, this is for people who are just straight Americans. Be proud of where you come from. Be proud of your family, legacy, background, roots. You must be proud. Don't be arrogant. Don't be like, oh, you Haitian and I'm Haitian and you not Haitian. Boom. I'm from the real Wakanda. You want to be a part of the real Wakanda. Like, okay, that's just P-E to the T-T-Y petty, y'all, okay? Be proud of your family's history, legacy, and background. The second thing I would say is dig deep. I say that in a sense of like digging deeper into your family history and background, not only connects you deeper to your family, but kind of bridge this beautiful relationship for people that you don't have. I think I'm much closer to my parents now that I'm older than when I was in high school. And a little bit halfway through college. I didn't hate them. I very much loved them. But I think now I have a very much deeper relationship with them because I inquire a lot about their upbringing. I inquire a lot about their cultural background. What do you think you would offer to the people?
I definitely agree with those points.
Yeah.
I would also say embrace other cultures.
Mm.
You know, I've been privileged enough to travel the world and no matter where I go, I always realize that, you know, other cultures, there's always something about another culture that also relates with your very own culture, you know, and how you were raised. And I think the more that we start to understand each other and embrace each other, then you'll kind of start to see how much we're also alike.
Yeah.
Which is a really beautiful thing.
I like it. Yes. I mean, I don't have anything. That's pretty much what we got. there's nothing else to it but to do it, do it, do it. Y'all like how I did that? Oh, I am so good. Now, you know what? I'm going to kind of switch gears. Since I'm already hype, I want to go into our sprinkle of excellence. And of course, where we are highlighting, uplifting beautiful individuals every episode that are doing excellent things in their lives, communities, and or anywhere else. And I have to say, this person, I'm very excited to highlight this individual. This beautiful person, Jameika Roberts, is our sprinkle of excellence. Jameika and I went to the same college, Bethune-Cookman University. Shout out to BCU. And one thing that I admire about Jameika is the way she explores her passion. So she did mass communications as her major, and she is just exploring new stories, tapping into people's worlds. She is so tuned in into radio and journalism. So she is currently working on her master's. I know this is like a trend where I'm highlighting people who are working on their master's and, you know, getting education. I feel like that's just a boost for me to keep going. So, I mean, that's what I'm just going to do. But I just want to uplift her because she just has such a beautiful talent for just being in people's stories and engaging in people's stories. So won't you put your fingers together as if you were sprinkling some cocoa? Maybe some marshmallows. Let me do that. As if you were sprinkling some marshmallows in your hot cocoa. And show my love. So show some love and appreciation to my girl, Jameika. Now, you guys, once again, it don't stop here. You can tune in on the website, www.acupofjoepodcast.com, and let us know how you feeling, how you thinking. Tune in to next week. We are about to talk about how to protect your peace here on A Cup of Joe.
Protect your peace.
Protect your peace. You got to. People out here acting crazy.
You got to.
Well, my good friends, that is a wrap for me. Stay blessed, not stressed, clean, but don't be mean. I am your girl, Joe, always ready to fill up your cup. Peace.